Hey everybody, Jason Burmis here, and I've got a really big treat for you. Now, Clay Clark not only puts on an A-grade event where thousands of people come out, see diverse speakers and opinions that are presenting evidence, but also was just on the Alex Jones show and absolutely killed it. Add that to the accolades that he's one of the very few people that I would say in true conservative or Christian media that is calling out transhumanism, Elon Musk, and more. So, Mr. Clark, it is an honor. I can't wait to talk about the upcoming events you have in both Virginia and Rochester. Take it away, yeah. Sir.
Well, first off, we can talk offline, but I'd love to have you back on the lineup there for Rochester. The challenge that I have for the Reawaken America tour, I'm just going to read this to people briefly. If you go to time2freeamerica.com, time2freeamerica.com, the challenge is, you know, last night I talked to one of my friends, Lori, and she says, hey, can we get Bobby Kennedy Jr. on the lineup? Well, the problem is I already have a full lineup. Then somebody else calls me and goes, hey, is it possible that you could make room for this guy or that guy? So let me just tell you who's confirmed for day one, and then you can see the challenge. But I'd love to have you back. Your presentation that you delivered there was absolutely incredible in South Carolina. General Flynn loved it. It was cited with facts. And the only censorship that I provide at all is I say, Mr. Speaker, Mrs. Speaker, please cite your sources, okay? Just facts. And that's what you did. You delivered a laser show. And again, General Flynn absolutely loved it. But this is day one for the Reawaken America Tour in Virginia Beach. And you can get your tickets at time2freeamerica.com. Dr. Zelenko, Nurse Aaron Olszewski, Rashid Batar, Eric Trump, Donald J. Trump Jr., Steve Schultz, Steve Strang, Jimmy Levy, Hi Rez, Jim Brewer, Dr. Judy Mikovits, Dr. Dave Martin, Cash Patel, Sean Stone, that's Oliver Stone's son, the producer, Pastor Phil Hotzepiller, Mike Lindell, Mel Kay, Dr. Richard Bartlett, Lance Walnow, Dr. Stella Emanuel, Pastor Mark Burns, General Michael Flint. That's just half of day one. There are 84 confirmed speakers, and people say, well, what does that cost? We let people name their price. And so I'm sure you met a lot of the attendees. These are great people. I mean, right now the World Economic Forum is hosting their elite event that only the elites can go to at an elite price point, that sort of thing. This is an event for everybody. So you just go to time2freeamerica.com and you can name your price. We have scholarship prices. I've heard our team selling tickets for as little as $5 if we have to. But I will tell you, it does cost hundreds of thousands of dollars to put it on. The average event costs me just under $400,000. I don't take any income or salary for these events at all. I'm doing this because I feel like this is the best thing that I can do to wake people up. And then I reach out to wonderful people like you to allow you to invite you to speak. And hopefully, you know, you say yes. But again, Rochester, New York, I'd love to have you come out to that event. That's going to be in August. And then July is the Reawaken America Tour, just under 1,000 tickets remaining for this. And I'm telling you, Jason, a lot of people, I'm sure you saw the faces of people when you were talking about NASA.
Yeah.
And you were explaining Dennis Bushnell, mm-hmm. and you were explaining mm-hmm. Elon Musk and the transhumanism. A lot of people were you could see them saying, oh, no. You know, because a lot of people put their faith in space ice cream. A lot of people got excited about Elon Musk and Twitter. A lot of people were like, we're going back to the moon. Yes. A lot of people love the Apollo 13. A lot of Tom Hanks fans in the crowd. A lot of people going, Tom Hanks? What? I thought he was Elon Musk, NASA. I mean, you were kind of punching puppies and kicking kittens, so to speak. I mean, some people in their minds had built up some of the most nefarious people as being heroes, and all you did was shared facts, and you played video clips of NASA's director sharing the transhumanism agenda, and it was mind-rocking for people.
Well, thank you, man. I think that's kind of the point, is that we kind of have to get beyond the political parties, this post-World War II system of born classified and black sites and technology, and basically using Trojan horse civilian systems, aka the Googles of the world, the Twitters of the world, the Facebooks of the world, to then control the narrative of the technologies they will allow the people to have. And unfortunately, this double-edged sword of technology, empowerment and enslavement, it's clear what they're using it for. It is enslavement. And if you think the transhuman movement is going to, for instance, empower you, that presentation got me kicked off of YouTube again for quote-unquote medical misinformation.
All you did was shared facts. Well, video clips of them actually saying it.
And again, I fought them back and forth. On my way back, I was contacted by New York Magazine, who is now again. I knew it was going to be a hit piece. I always tape these things, but if you haven't seen the Intelligencer article, you know, they're just giving you better press. You know, they want to call it QAnon 2.0. But again, what I'm seeing is a bunch of people that are presenting facts. And so what if it's faith-based? I mean, I want people to be honest. And that's another thing we're seeing with this World Health Organization and Davos agenda is they want to eviscerate organized religion and Christianity in particular, because it's a very human-based religion where we have our individual free rights based in the free will that God gave us.
Well, let's do this here. I'm going to try to drop 15 knowledge bombs in the remaining 24 minutes. So let's see if I can get this done here. Okay, so the first thing, if we open up our Bible to Revelation chapter 13, let me hit play on this for a second, folks. Listen to Revelation chapter 13, verse 2.
And the beast which I saw was like unto a leopard, and his feet were as the feet of a bear, and his mouth as the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power and his seat and great authority.
Okay, so go to timetofreeamerica.com/revelation, and there you can see that the United Nations has a statue they erected in front of the United Nations building. It was literally the physical manifestation of Revelation chapter 13, verse 2. Now we move on. Here we go. This is the next clip.
And he caused all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand.
Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18.
Or in their foreheads. And that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark, or the name of the beast, or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. Him that hath understanding, count the number of the beast. For it is the number of a man, and his number is 666.
And if you go to DuckDuckGo right now, folks, or Google, and just type in W02020060606. Again, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. I have all these patents there for you, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. Or you can just search for W02020060606. And there, Jason, you're going to see an actual technology, a cryptocurrency that goes inside the human body with a publication number W02020060606, which actually brings that to fruition. It actually manifests Revelation chapter 13, verses 16 through 18. I have one more sound clip, and I want to get your take on this. This is my final sound clip from the book of Revelation. Here we go.
And the voice of harpers and musicians and of pipers and trumpeters shall be heard no more at all in thee. And no craftsman of whatsoever craft he be shall be found any more in thee.
So they're saying nobody's going to have a job, okay? Nobody's going to be working. No one's going to be working. Listen to this.
Sound of a millstone shall be heard no more at all in thee. And the light of a candle shall shine no more at all in thee. And the voice of the bridegroom and of the bride shall be heard no more at all in thee. For thy merchants were the great men of the earth. For by thy sorceries were all nations deceived.
Okay, so the word sorcery means pharmakia, sorcery, that's what it means. And if you put the RNA-modified nanotechnology inside your body, they will have the ability to control your thoughts. And so they are fulfilling the book of Revelation. And Jason, I've got so many sound clips I want to share today. But I mean, when you put the RNA-modified nanotechnology inside your body, with the patents, you can find it, timetofreeamerica.com/revelation. The patents that exist, the technology created by Charles Lieber and others, Charles Lieber, who was heavily financed by Bill Gates and Jeffrey Epstein, they would have the ability to control your thoughts. Am I missing something, Jason? Does it seem like we're going, I feel like the book of Revelation said this would happen, and this is happening.
Here's how I play it. So if you're looking at the screen right now, this is actually a clip towards the end of my film, Invisible Empire, A New World Order Defined, because you know, I grew up very Christian, Clay. It was these people that were talking about a new world order, a one world government, and of course, the mark of the beast. And I devote, about 10 minutes or so coming from right here where we talk about
a planet where every human being is required to be chipped at birth. This would be the final tool implemented in a command and control world government system.
So, this film's from 2010. But then I talk about how, you know, a lot of these people who talk about themselves as men of the Lord are really people that are involved in not only Skull and Bones as, college people, but then they go on to the Bohemian Grove. And I have 8 of 10 of their actual annals. This is where the Manhattan Project was born, aka nuclear weapons and compartmentalization. And, you know, they have their little owl deity there that they do the cremation of care every single year, which is a ritual where they dress up like druidic occultists, right? And this was brought in by a guy named George Bromley. I also have his biographies and all these other things.
Yep.
And it basically says we're going to get rid of our consciousness and all the evil we've done all year, and we're going to collaborate again towards this bigger goal. And, you know, George Bush and John Kerry are both members of Skull and Bones. You know, this is just a little small segment.
While they describe themselves as Christian conservatives, nothing could be further from the truth. In reality, many of the elite are groomed at a young age to take part in occult rituals. Those who attend Yale are indoctrinated into the Order of Skull and Bones, an elite secret society cloaked as a fraternal order.
Yale University is 300 years old this year, and were you to visit its campus, you would see that it still has exotic clubhouses, which look like tombs where Yale's legendary secret societies meet. Their prestige and importance have largely evaporated, but the rituals are still a secret. And so when we heard that some enterprising characters had managed to spy on the famous Skull and Bones Society, we couldn't resist.
Skull and Bones, people say it's a fraternity at Yale University, but it's really a
post-graduate
organization. So it was founded in 1832. And it's not like a normal fraternity. People don't pledge.
We love dice.
For initiates, kissing a skull, then performing a mock human sacrifice. Horrific screams caught on tape include chants of, "The devil equals death, death equals the devil."
True.
So again, you know, 2004, we had two Skull and Bones, second cousins on one side, ninth cousins on the other. Went to Yale 2 years apart, John Kerry and George Bush. And those are the type of things that they were doing in college. And, you know, I'm going to let you take it from here, but we could also get into things that they do as old men. And the other thing is, this is of significance because this is where technologies are born that literally change the course of humanity. Now, we're talking about mRNA now. We're talking about gene modification. But again, this is the nuclear age and when they created an executive within an executive, Clay.
Yep. Well, I'll say this. What I'm going to do here is I'm going to, because I want to drop 10 more knowledge bombs, if I can, maybe 15 of them in 15 minutes. What I'm going to do is I'm going to play the audio clip, and I'll just kind of demonstrate your mastery of this topic, okay? So I'm going to hit play. I'm going to play the clip, and then maybe you can break down what this means, okay? So here we go. This is Yuval Noah Harari discussing what the future looks like for humanity.
What does a world look like when it is dominated by super intelligent but non-conscious algorithms?
Sapient, and it's written by Professor Yuval Noah Harari. And I found the book because it was recommended on a book list by Bill Gates and later Barack Obama as one of the most influential books that both of them had read within the last 10 years. So if it was good enough for them, I had to check it out, and it absolutely blew my mind.
We are in the process of acquiring divine abilities, of turning ourselves into gods.
Okay, what are your thoughts on Yuval Noah Harari, just the statements he just made there?
Well, here's the thing. When I was at InfoWars, myself and Aaron Dykes would often have these conversations off air. He and his wife, Melissa, are behind TruthStream Media. They do great work, especially on human brain interfaces. They have a four-hour documentary. It's called The Minds of Men. It is a must-watch on the topic. And, you know, we always used to talk about this because we realized that technology even then was very far along to what they were admitting. And a lot of this may be true, that it could be used to empower humanity and give us these abilities and longer and better lives. But I think at the end of the day, the ultimate lie to us was that somehow through this, we would achieve godhood and become the gods ourselves. And then, you know, basically, if you read Ray Kurzweil, and by the way, Ray Kurzweil, he's one of the few futurists that, like Elon Musk, and I'll give them credit, that doesn't talk about overpopulation. But people have to realize he heads up Calico, okay? And if you don't know what Calico Labs is, this is the immortality division over at Google.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a real thing that really exists, and Ray has no problem saying out loud what his intentions are.
Yes. And I think that we realized that this was to coax us along and humanity as we know it. And basically, you would have a class of people that, you know, by their belief systems, you've seen it, you know, they're into the occult, who knows what they think they're being promised, that think they are going to be immortal gods and that they don't need at one point even a serf class. And that's why the illusion to me, Clay, as you know, they predict, and when I say they, I'm talking about NASA, the Defense Department, the futurists, that we will enter a virtual era. And it's not just one of holodeck VR realities. It is beyond that, where they will get the serfs to upload their consciousness. And I think this is another great lie.
Now, this is something really big, and I'm trying to play as many of these clips as I possibly can. I just want people to grasp this, okay? Elon Musk refers to what you're saying as saving state. He calls it saving state. He loves to say, saving state, we got to save state, we can save state, we have the ability to save state. So I'm going to go ahead and queue up. This is the interview he just did, okay? And the interviewer that asked him, you know, so your technology, it sounds like it gives us eternal life. This is what he says.
Could you imagine that one day we would be able to download our human brain capacity into a Optimus?
Yes.
Optimus is the robot he's making.
I think that is, I'm not saying this is, I think it is possible, I think, to do that. It is possible.
Which would be a different way of eternal life, because we would also download our personalities into a body.
Yes, we could download.
Okay, now Grimes, that's his girlfriend, who knows a lot about this subject because she's created two kids with Elon Musk. And during her Vanity Fair interview in April of this year, she said they plan on having more kids. She was asked, well, if you could save state, I mean, you know, whose brain, you know, would you want to download? You know what I mean? Like, if you could download someone's state, whose state would you want to download? So, again, they ask her the question, and she quickly, succinctly, top of mind, tip of tongue, has an answer ready to go. Listen to the question. Listen to the answer. Here we go.
Someone alive today, but somebody you haven't met yet, who would you be?
Would I be modeling their brain state, or would I just be in their body?
You can choose the degree to which you're modeling their brain state, because so you can still take a third-person perspective and realize, you have to realize that you're...
Can they be alive, or can it be dead?
Could
it be anyone?
They would be brought back to life, right? If they're dead. Yeah, you can bring people back.
Definitely Hitler or Stalin.
What?
I want to understand evil.
She just says it. Okay, interesting. And then she was asked directly during a little TikTok interview. They said, you know, what is AI all about? She says this.
If you think about it, AI is actually the fastest path to communism.
Okay, so love to get your thoughts on Grimes, the girlfriend of Elon Musk, who's doing interviews, by the way. They're parallel interviews. So Elon Musk is doing interviews over here. During the same time period, she's doing interviews over there. She's doing interviews in Vanity Fair. She says they're still together. People say they're not together. She says we're still together. We have an open relationship. She lives with a transsexual person, but she's planning on having more kids with Elon Musk. What are your thoughts?
My thoughts are, these are the people that are being presented to, like, you know, Gen Z and millennials and even Gen X, our generation, right? The next leaders. And I could have told you, by the way that, you know, they treated their children, this was kind of the agenda. So she's out there and she's talking about the transhuman stuff. And Elon Musk, although he's for free speech, he's working with the Defense Department. He's not only pushing the transhuman stuff, but what's really on the way to the transhuman stuff is what's going on right now at the World Health Organization. And what I'm talking about is climate change. And that is the agenda to basically regulate all of carbon, because they could have picked actual pollutants, the things that are actually being dumped in the water, hormone and chemical wise, et cetera, the actual GMO threats to nature and humanity. But no, it's carbon, because it's the life force of all of us, and it can be used as a system of control. I want to show you this. I did a video on it, but there was an opening video to the beginning of the World Health Organization assembly where they outwardly tell you that this is moving into the climate change arena. And my thumbnail yesterday was health for peace and peace for health. And that is the new slogan. And the dove flies in, but if you take a look, not only is the hair shaped like the clouds behind it, because again, this is supposed to be quote unquote Mother Earth. It's not Mother Earth. If you notice, they added a mustache this time, because it's not about being a man or a woman. This is a transhuman movement. If you look at what's on the shawl or the dress, you'll notice a leaf is there now, and the recycling, and also the windmills are there. because they are about to empower the World Health Organization, UN apparatus to mobilize against people that are against this quote unquote green agenda of deindustrialization. That's what the fourth industrial revolution is, on a way to enslavement of the population and transhumanism. So they've got to erect some people out there that are hip and cool and acting like they're speaking out, but are in the pockets of this very agenda, Clay.
Now let's talk about this next little sound clip here. I play these clips. How I find these is I just listen to the full length, they're two hour long interviews. But you'll find what they're saying. Now Grimes, she put out a new song, okay? And I want to blow somebody's mind here, and Jason, maybe you can help me and make sure I don't crash this plane, okay? But in 1971, three things happened that we need to know about. There's a lot of things, but three things in particular I want to highlight. In 1971, America got off the gold standard per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. Henry Kissinger goes to Nixon and says, hey, you should get us off the gold standard, okay? Boom, so he gets us off the gold standard. In 1971, Klaus Schwab started the World Economic Forum. Per the recommendation of Henry Kissinger. And in 1971, a comic was created called Dark Seed. Folks, look it up. Dark Seed. It's spelled kind of weird, but it's Dark Seed. Dark Seed, S-E-I-D. Dark Seed. It's a comic book character that was all about ending free will. That's what the character does. It runs around connecting everyone's brain to a hive mind. It ends free will. And it's part of a comic book series called New Gods. So during this blood moon, a lot of people in the Christian faith who are devout Christians were very alarmed about this blood moon that was occurring. And so I thought, you know what, I'm going to watch Grimes and I'm going to see what Grimes puts out during the blood moon. I just want to see what's the song she puts out. Oh yeah. She puts out a new song called New Gods, which is literally about blowing up the earth. And the only people that can be saved are people that embrace the new gods, which is the exact plot line of the Dark Seed comic book. And if you look up, there's a song called We Appreciate Power, Grimes put out. She puts out a song called We Appreciate Power, which prophesies COVID-19, the Great Reset, where they put RNA-modifying nanotechnology inside everybody. In the whole song, she ponders how they can make people capitulate. Another example, she puts out a song called Dark Seed. Who does? Grimes. When? She puts out a song called Dark Seed. Who does? Grimes. When? Right before the pandemic. What? Yeah, days before the pandemic, she releases a song called Dark Seed, featuring an artist by the name of Pan. The song is recorded entirely in Chinese, and if you translate the lyrics, it's all about putting RNA modifying nanotechnology inside the human body and removing free will. So this is all part of their plan. It all leads up to, I'm not a guy who likes to name dates and say Tuesday at 4 p.m. this will happen. But I'm saying to you, this is their 50th anniversary. They're pushing through, and the plan was to launch all of this during the year of 6. Okay, so it's the 666. All right. And if you want to look up Soylent Green and you look at the artwork for it, when was that supposed to take place? 2022. This is all culminating into this right now. And so a big date of significance for them was the blood moon where they released the song. And now we come into June 6th, 2022, which will be 666, also D-Day. So we just surrendered. My good friend, Dr. Peter Bregan, he just reported this, okay? Michelle Bachman and others have echoed that report. The War Room has echoed it. But Peter Bregan broke the news that the World Health Organization took U.S. sovereignty starting May 22nd. Now we have the World Economic Forum hosting their agenda right now. If you watch any of the live streams, it's truly terrifying. And here we go. We're headed into June 6th, 2022, which is 666. So I would just ask you, in closing here, if you're listening right now, what are you going to do to help save this nation? So what I believe we can do, this is option one, is we can deny it's happening. Well, this isn't happening. That's not viable, but that's an option. Two is we can get mad at the messenger. Well, this is a bunch of crap. Jason's probably not even a scientist. You know, Clay Clark's probably not even a scientist. Probably was, you know, what was this guy doing 20 years ago? I was a disc jockey. I built a very successful company called DJConnection.com. Yeah, well, what were you doing 10 years ago? It's building other companies. Well, what were you doing 5 years ago? Growing companies. Well, what are you doing now? I woke up to the truth later than Jason Burmes, later than many people in the movement, later than Mike Adams, later than Dr. Tenpenny, later than a lot of people. But you know what? God is wanting to arrest everyone's attention right now, and he's wanting you to use your time, treasure, and talents to help save this nation. So the best thing I can do for you is to invite you to a special occasion, to an event where you can name your price. We're going to Virginia Beach here in July. We're going to Rochester in August. And I can fill it up with great speakers. I'm going to give you, if you say, I don't like Donald Trump or his kids. Okay, fine. I can get you Dr. Tenpenny. You say, I don't want Dr. Tenpenny. I can get you Jason Burmis. I can get you, Alex Jones. I could bring you some of the greatest people. I mean, Jim Brewer, the comedian. And they're all going to expose a different part of election fraud, medical fraud, religious fraud, monetary fraud, mainstream media fraud, Hollywood fraud. But at the end of the day, we should only put our blind faith in God. So I would just encourage everybody today, go to timetofreeamerica.com, get your ticket to one of these events, come out, and then just get connected. Find doctors, lawyers, attorneys in the fight and see where you can best plug in. But I will just ask you this, Jason. What can our listeners do right now? What can your listeners do?
Well, I'll tell you right now, you can fight the post-truth world. Right. Right now, not only are they talking about the regulation of all human beings, but especially information. And it is so vital that you try to talk to somebody coming at an angle, not of confrontation, but something you can agree on and develop it from there, and then get their attention and show them some of this information. As you know, Clay, to me, it's not about a right or left wing agenda. The conservatives ain't doing much against this agenda, are they? Right? They're not talking about the WHO.
The truth is very embarrassing for Republicans, and it's demoralizing for Democrats.
Exactly. So you got to look at them as your neighbor, as your family, as a human being, and find a way to let them know these, what they call self-proclaimed elitists, this predator class, believes in a post-truth world, doesn't believe you're worthwhile. And, you know, Clay, I've seen you've been showing that CERN footage where they do this occultic ritual right before that. I'd encourage people. I was out in Bilderberg in 2017 when they were in Chantilly, Virginia again. And one of the dockets on the agenda was them building this gigantic new CERN, which they started building all the way back four plus years ago. So that's
Elon Musk. There he is again. Musk said he would love to help build the larger Hadron Colliders at Elon Musk. There he is again.
He's a great guy. Obviously, we've got him pegged wrong. But Clay, I know you are an extremely busy man. So what I want to do is say, of course, I'm going to come to Rochester. New York is my home state. In fact, I think Stony Brook's right around the corner. And I think we have a Red Jug Pub, one of the bars that I was running before I got back involved in this there. So I'm going to go visit some old friends. I'm going to go speak in front of thousands of people that may not be aware of this information. And I'll probably go not only with Musk this time, but I'll probably go Moderna, DARPA, these strategic initiatives.
All right,
why
you're going
these 4:45
p.m. You're going 4:45 p.m. on the 13th of August, right after Mike Lindell. And people say, well, Clay, how do you decide what speakers? Let me tell you how I do it. This is my move. I fill up the room with people that are excited to see somebody who's a big name, because frankly, they're not there to see me. I fill up the room with a big name, and then Jason, I fill it up, and then I hit him with the truth. So Mike Lindell's going to deliver a message probably related to election fraud, and people are going to be impressed by the sincerity of his message, by the passion he has to save this country, and then they're going to see you speak, and the vast majority of people will watch you speak. They'll have no idea who you are, and they're going to go, what? So that lineup will be like this. This is how it goes. 3:30, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. 4 o'clock, Dr. Peter Bregan. 4:15, Mike Lindell. 4:45, you, right there. Boom.
I'm excited, man. Again, I thank you for this opportunity, and I want to let people know this is a sincere guy. You name your price. It's an amazing event. I got to hook up with so many great people. One more time, the website before you go, Clay.
Yeah, it's timetofreeamerica.com, timetofreeamerica.com. And again, I appreciate you allowing me to fit in with my crazy schedule here with you today. It's an honor to be with your listeners. And again, folks, all the facts are documented right there at timetofreeamerica.com. And if you go to rumble.com and search for Thrive Time Show, all of the clips are there as well at rumble.com. You can search for Thrive Time Show. Jason, thank you for allowing me to be here. And again, I'm excited to hear you in Rochester, New York.
I can't wait. Thank you so much, sir.
Take care, boss.
Bye. And there he is, Clay Clark. Killing it once again. I really do appreciate him. So there you go, folks. Let's look at the date, because I said yes, and I'm not even sure what the date is, but it was one that I really did want to get on. So it's going to be August 12th and 13th. I'm going to be speaking on the 13th. Here it is, right here. I'm extremely excited to be going again. I think that it was a great thing, and I'm probably going to be talking about DARPA, mRNA, Bill and Melinda Gates. And the fact of the matter is that we were hit with a bioweapon. I do not buy this lab leak theory when there's plenty of evidence that this thing was in all sorts of different laboratories, although much of the work may have been going on there so that they could then be blamed later. You want to support this broadcast? You want to support that trip? Because I'm sure it won't be a free one. We got the Buy Me a Coffee link down below. Of course, we are streaming live on Rockfin. So if you don't have the premium account, make sure you're on a desktop. But you hit subscribe, $9.99 a month or $99.99 for the year. It helps support this broadcast. And then you get everybody else's premium content. I want to remind people we are also now on Rumble and Podbean. Podbean, you can get all the audio, but there's also video over there. And we'll be back on YouTube probably within the week if they don't kick me off. I absolutely love you guys. I thank you for joining me and Clay Clark as we try to awaken America and the world to the post-truth world that these people are trying to impose. I love you, and I'll see you on the flip side.